Hey, cigar aficionados, it's the King Dude. Did you know that the oldest colonial city in America is Grenada, Nicaragua? And Grenada is home to Mombacho Cigars. Every fresh quality Mombacho cigar is focused on three things: aroma, balance, and persistence. I love that trio and the rich yet never overpowering flavor of Mombacho Cigars, and you will too. To order, go to MikeChurch.com/Mombacho. And for a 10% discount, use our affiliate code Crusade10. That's MikeChurch.com/Mombacho. Coupon code Crusade10.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, March the 1st, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. And tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The reputation of a governor falls, Nadler makes his thoughts known, and the ethics of euthanasia. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, less than a year after bravura performances in daily coronavirus briefings led to a talk of a presidential run, instead finds himself facing multiple scandals and rumblings of a primary challenge. Revelations that his administration hid the number of people who died from the virus in nursing homes, and by doing so underreported New York's death toll, undercut his central claim to fame, and have led to efforts to strip him of pandemic-era emergency powers. Late last week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Equality Act. If signed into law, the legislation would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to explicitly prohibit discrimination based upon sexual orientation and gender identity. Florida lawmaker Greg Stube delivered remarks on the House floor in opposition to the bill.
Whenever a nation's laws no longer reflect the standards of God, that nation is in rebellion against him and will inevitably bear the consequences. And I think we are seeing the consequences of rejecting God here in our country today. And this bill speaks directly against what is laid out in Scripture. Our government, through this bill, is going to redefine what a woman is and what a man is. It can be anyone who identifies in that gender.
Representative Jerry Nadler of New York then offered his own perspective.
Mr. Stube, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
The bill faces an uphill battle in the Senate, which is divided 50-50 among Democrats and Republicans, with Kamala Harris having the tie-breaking vote. The bill would need 60 votes to advance in the Senate, unless the Democrats take the controversial step of eliminating the filibuster. If the filibuster were eliminated, the bill could pass with a simple majority. An investigation by a Vancouver, Canada Catholic newspaper has uncovered evidence that at least one of the region's publicly funded health authorities has been offering patients euthanasia or assisted suicide without the patient requesting it. Though euthanasia and assisted suicide are legal in Canada, the health authority guidelines state that the patient must be the one to raise the issue. Officially known in Canada as MAID, otherwise known as Medical Aid in Dying, euthanasia and physical assisted suicide were legalized in the country during June of 2016. Our quote of the day comes from St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She said, "As Lent is the time for greater love, listen to Jesus' thirst. Repent and believe," Jesus tells us. What are we to repent? Our indifference, our hardness of heart. What are we to believe? Jesus thirsts, even now, in your heart and in the poor. He knows your weakness. He wants only your love, wants only the chance to love you. Coming up, our saint of the day, he is the patron of the Welsh people, remembered as a missionary bishop and the founder of many monasteries during the 6th century. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Oh, hey, don't mind me. I'm just over here at Bulldog Kia slashing prices so you get the most out of your tax return. Like a brand new 2021 Kia K5 LX that was $25,055 MSRP. But I knocked it down to only $22,900 with KMF bonus cash of $1,000 and a dealer discount of $1,155. That's a savings of $2,155. Hi-ya! Save more of your tax money when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. All month long, I'll be cutting prices so you get a great deal on a new Kia. Come visit us in person on Atlanta Highway in Athens, next to Sam's Club, or online at bulldogkia.com. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for those who qualify. Example stock number K21320. Must take delivery by March 1st, 2021. Taxes, tax, title, and fees not included. See dealer for details. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Hi-ya!
Our saint to the day is Saint David of Wales. From a purely historical standpoint, little is known of David's life, with the earliest biography dating from centuries after his time. As with some of the other saints of 6th century Wales, even the chronology of his life is not easy to ascertain. However, David appears to have been the cousin of his contemporary Saint Tilo, another Welsh bishop and monk. He is described as a pupil of the monastic educator Saint Paulinus, who was one of Saint Tilo's teachers as well. There are doubts, however, about the story, which holds that David and Tilo traveled to Jerusalem and were ordained together as bishops. It is clear that David served as the bishop of Menevia, an important port city linking Wales and Ireland in his time. His leading role in two local councils of the church is also a matter of record. 12 monasteries have their founding ascribed to David. His monks modeled their lives on the earliest desert hermits, combining hard manual labor, silence, long hours of prayer, and a diet that completely excluded meat and alcohol. The monks did not use any animals to take care of their fields and lived off of only bread, vegetables, and water. One tradition places his death in the year 601, but other writers believe that he died in the 540s. David may well have survived to an advanced age, but evidence is lacking for the claim, made by his 11th century biographer, that he lived to the age of 147. Pope Callistus II canonized Saint David of Wales in the year 1120. A New Jersey plumber and his family recently drove for more than 20 hours to Texas to help storm victims who otherwise would have faced weeks without clean water. Andrew Mitchell, whose dream to become a licensed plumber became a reality earlier this year. So Mitchell packed up the family car in Morristown with thousands of dollars worth of supplies and prepared for the 22-hour journey with one goal in mind: to make a difference. Before their journey, Mitchell had come across numerous posts on Facebook from plumbers who had called on out-of-state peers to come and help offset the demand. From the moment they arrived in Houston, Mitchell hit the ground running. Every day since, they have been seeing customer after customer visiting up to 10 houses per day. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.